శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 1.9.17 అస్మాదిదం దైవతంత్రం వ్యవస్య భరతర్షభ తస్యానుమిహితో నాథ నాథ పాహి ప్రజాప్రభో తస్మాత్ ఇదం దైవతంత్రం. సో భీష్మ పితామహ ఇస్ కమింగ్ టు ద కన్క్లూజన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ కన్సోలింగ్ మెసేజ్ ఫర్ Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he is telling that whatever has happened, all the sufferings that you went through, and now the war that you went through and which was successful, tasmadidam daivatantram, it is all the plan, it is all daivatantram, the arrangement of the Lord, it is the plan of the Lord. Vyavasya Bharata Rishabha, understand and accept it as the plan of the Lord. And now తస్య అనువిహితో, వాట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఆర్డైన్డ్ బై యూ, బై హిమ్ ఫర్ యూ, అనాథ. దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ అనాథ, దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ షెల్టర్లెస్, దెర్ ఆర్ ఆర్ఫన్స్, దెర్ ఆర్ విడోస్, దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ద విక్టిమ్స్ డ్యూ టు ద కోలాటరల్ డ్యామేజ్ కాజ్ బై ద వార్. సో నాథ పాహి ప్రజాప్రభో, so nath pahi, so you have to become the nath for them, and pahi praja, and you have to look after those praja, prabho. So here, because Yudhishthir Maharaj is the king, Bhishma Pitamaha, despite being the grandfather of Yudhishthir Maharaj, is referring to him as prabho, you are the master, and nath pahi, please look after them. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting that I am the cause of all this death. So the Bhishma Pitamaha is consoling him that actually it is all the plan of the Lord. And now it is for you to do your part in the plan of the Lord. And if at all you feel that you are the cause of the, you are in any way the cause of so much suffering, for the cause of people becoming anatha, you know, the way to rectify it is not by doing your own thing, it is by participating in the plan of the Lord. So now for those who have become anatha, you are the natha. So if you go into a zone of atonement wherein you renounce your duty, then who will look after those who have become anatha? So till now you have participated in the plan of the Lord, now don't give up the plan, don't give up participating. Now is the time for you to do a role by which whatever wrongs have happened in the past, you will be able to be a part of correcting them. So therefore, actually speaking, the mind is so devilish that at all times, amidst suffering and amidst pleasure, it will give us excuses for going away from Krishna. So in fact, Bhima, there is an elaborate conversation when Yudhishthira Maharaj is considering renouncing the kingdom. At that time, Bhima says, your mind has gone out of control. So you have won a war against formidable enemies like the Kauravas, but now the most formidable enemy, your own uncontrolled mind, is defeating you. Guard yourself. So Yudhishthira stiffens at this. And then he responds, he says, actually if my mind were uncontrolled, it would have gone to sense gratification. I am ready to renounce material pleasure. Therefore, actually not my mind is controller, uncontrolled, it is my mind is controlled. So he responds, I am just paraphrasing the discussion simply over here. But the point is, for all of us, you know, when good happens and when bad happens, at all times, the mind will find some excuse to go away from Krishna. So, sometimes the mind goes into a guilt complex. So, when something good comes to us, we feel, oh, I've done so many bad things, now I don't deserve this good. Now, in one sense, it's good to feel that I don't deserve good things. But then, if good things have come in our life, then those good things can be used to serve Krishna better. And if in the name of guilt we give up our responsibility for serving Krishna, then actually we are doing a disservice to Krishna. And that guilt is not real guilt, that is pseudo guilt. And that guilt is also temptation, because ultimately temptation is not just lust or greed or anger. Anything that takes us away from Krishna is a temptation. And if feelings of guilt take us away from Krishna, that is also temptation. So, if we have done the... Yudhishthira Maharaj is being told not succumb to this temptation of guilt, but to stay fixed in the service of the Lord, and thereby act as a shelter for those who are shelterless now. Similarly, for us also, whatever happens, we need to continue to take shelter of the Lord and move forward in our spiritual life. And we will be able to do that only when we see through the tricks of the mind. So whatever happens, we understand that it is the plan of the Lord. And what we see is, whether it is good or bad, what does the Lord want me to do in this situation? And do that. And certainly we know that Krishna wants us to take shelter of Him by hearing, chanting. And if we do that, then from there onwards, Krishna will further guide us about how we can serve Him in other situations. Tasyanuhito, tasyanuhito. The Lord has ordained something for us. Let us do that. And thereby, our highest well-being will be guaranteed. Thank you.